Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. It's been a great year for tomatoes, and I have personally enjoyed some of the best I've ever tasted. Between tomato sandwiches and assorted salads, I've polished a lot off. But there's one thing I didn't try, and as I asked around, not many people seem to have tried it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, how many folks make their own tomato soup?
Probably none, right? Why would you? Because you're going to just get Campbell's, which is the best. You know, it's great. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's great. It's an icon. So
I think so.
But, it is something that we can do with all these tomatoes that we still have out there.
And like we said, it's a great season for that.
And this is really, really simple. Now, I'm going to suggest that people use fresh tomatoes.
Of course.
Don't bother with the canned stuff. We got a lot of good fresh ones.
Get out there and get some nice tomatoes from the market.
That's right. And you're going to need a broth for this.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people would like to use chicken broth. I'm going to go with the vegetable broth in this case.
Yeah, I think keeping it vegetarian makes a lot of sense.
But let's stay away from things like V8 juice. And
no cheating. Yeah, that's what we call cheating. Right. In tomato juice in your tomato soup, it doesn't
That's
work.
That's right. Now, prepping the tomatoes is important, and I think you got to get rid of that skin.
Yes.
And the favorite technique, of course.
We'll just blanch them. Mm-hmm. You know, get some salted boiling water. I just make a slit in the tomato, drop it in a minute, then put it in a cold ice bath, and you can peel that skin. The skin slide right off.
And I'm going to get rid of the seeds, but I'm going to do that carefully. I'm going to work it over a sieve over top of a bowl so I can save any juices that come along.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of those seeds.
I mean, I think you might want to buy one of those vegetable juicers or vegetable
strainers. I've heard about that. How does that work?
They're a hand crank. You know, there's a mesh sieve on it. You put the tomatoes or any fruit in top. Out one side comes all the pulp and juice. Out the other side goes the seeds and the skins.
Oh my.
And it's just, if you're going to be processing and doing it a lot, I think it's worth it. I mean, the only time I really want to keep the tomato whole is when I can them whole.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be making soup and pureeing it in the end anyway, might as well puree it now.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's usually some other vegetables that will go into it.
Sure.
And here's some ideas. I think onion and garlic are natural.
I think it's a natural start.
Yeah. Some people will use celery, carrots, and possibly sweet red peppers, and I don't see any problem with any of those.
I think that takes the soup in a different direction, though.
It does.
It's certainly not pure tomato soup.
Yeah, it is.
I like it, but it's not what I'm thinking when I want
It's
just
really
tomato
a variation,
soup.
So I would stick just with the onion and garlic as my basic ones. Now, seasonings are simple. Salt and pepper.
Sure.
And you have options like basil and oregano. Thyme, I think, would be a very interesting.
I think it's a lovely flavor with tomato.
It really is. And we need some sort of sweetener usually.
Yeah, I think like at the end, when we're done, you're going to want to check for seasoning, salt and pepper, of course, and possibly some sugar.
Or honey might make a lot of sense.
Any sweetness that would balance sort of the acidity that you're going to have, especially if your tomatoes aren't perfectly ripe, would be great.
Now, there's two steps to this. There's the cooking and the pureeing.
Uh-huh.
And as in many recipes, the first step is to gently saute the onions and the other vegetables until they're translucent. And you're going to toss in the tomatoes and cook this all a while.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to bring in the broth. And then it's time for the submersible blender.
Yeah, puree this thing up with the blender. That's
some
great.
Of our favorite toys, right?
I think so.
And I don't know about you. I like a really fine texture on
silky smooth.
Yeah.
That's how I think tomato soup should
What's
be.
What's the best way to get that?
You're going to force it through, I think, a fine mesh sieve, you know, using a spoon or the back of a ladle.
Right.
A China cap would work, but it won't be as smooth. But really, you want to get it nice. You want no chunks. You want to just be silky smooth soup.
Right. There's no solids that we want into this,
Correct.
In this thing. So.
Yep.
And then I would finally taste it, make my final adjustments.
Sure.
And the one thing I would do, Jerry, my inclination would be to just stick it in the refrigerator for a couple hours and let all this
flavors. Yeah, overnight. I think those types of things certainly meld together nicely in the end.
It really does.
Yeah.
And then I always like to put a little bit of cream in it.
That's tomato bisque.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
I know. Well, I make my Campbell's soup with milk too.
And then we'll have some grilled cheese to go with it.
I cut the grilled cheese into little croutons and just throw them right in the soup.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.